Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
April 25th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Susanna Spencer. Confirmed in his grace. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. On this feast of St. Mark, the evangelist, we can enter into with our prayerful imaginations the writing of St. Peter's letter in Rome. Let's imagine Mark standing in the room with Peter and Silvanus. Silvanus writes on a scroll the teaching Peter speaks as he paces the room. Mark listens to his teacher and friend, and gathers his thoughts on the life of Jesus Christ, Son of God, about whom he hopes to write. As the letter comes to an end, Peter speaks the words, "The God of all grace will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little." 1 Peter 5, verse 10, Mark thinks of his own cowardly acts of fleeing the garden at Jesus' arrest. See Mark 14, verse 51, and his leaving of St. Paul and St. Barnabas during one of their apostolic journeys. See Acts 13, verse 13. He remembers his failures, which lead to great interior suffering. But he also sees now the grace God has given him, strengthening him. Mark would be so strengthened that he would eventually pen the divinely inspired words of a gospel that would go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, Mark 16, verse 15. As tradition has it, Mark wrote his gospel based on Peter's experience, recording Peter's own denial of Christ. Mark also eventually allowed God to strengthen him, to help him have the courage to travel with the apostles and share the gospel. As Peter concludes his letter, Mark chimes in to be remembered to those in Asia Minor. And here's Peter speak of him as Mark. My son, 1 Peter 5, verse 15. Sister, like Saints Mark and Peter, we all have given into cowardice at times when we were called to proclaim the gospel. The Lord wants to restore us and give us his grace, especially the graces we first received at confirmation, to share his love with others. Ask St. Mark to intercede for you today, that you may receive more fully the gifts of the Holy Spirit to more fully live out your personal call to evangelization.